Pasha Zohar. What's the meaning of the oimek of Pasha Zohar? The meaning of Zohar is Ashosalacha. It's called Shabbos Zohar. Why Dafka on Shabbos is the meaning of Mechias Amalek? And again, why do the parashas of the Mishkan coincide with the story of Purim? We know the Beis Hamikdash and Purim b'chlal are very connected. The Targum begins by Hibi Me'achashverosh and the Pasuk Achat Varma Eile. The Achashverosh and Haman both stopped the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Haman went all the way to Eretz Yisrael to stop the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So the story of Purim, we know the Beis Hamikdash began, the second Beis Hamikdash that began before Achashverosh, then it stopped. And Dariovish after Achashverosh carried it on. So the story of Purim is a story in between being Mafsik, the Binyan of Beis Hamikdash. So what's the connection, Taka, between the Parashias that coincide with Parashias of Mishkan that coincide with Purim and the story of Purim that's a Zelu Mazel of the Beis Hamikdash? What's the Pshat? Oh, but there's a Mordeki Yisod, a Pashita Yisod, but nevertheless, obviously, everything is nothing Pashita, everything is Ba'imek. There's a big Yisod for us to take out from this whole story of Purim. Shoshanas Yaakov Tzaholov Samecha. What makes the Simcha? Beroisim Yachat Tcheles Mordechai. What's the Tzahol and the Simcha? When you see the Tcheles of Mordechai. Why Dafka, why Dafka the Kal of Tcheles by Mordechai? We know Svam HaKadoshim say Tcheles is from the same word as Tachlis. Tcheles, the color Tcheles corresponds to Tachlis. The whole Megillah is all about the idea of whatever we do, we have to do for a Tachlis. Person has to think, when he comes into this world, the person has to think of, where's he going? What's his Tachlis? Is he getting somewhere? Is he getting to a Tachlis? When a person indulges in Olam Hazeh, and his tam gives into his yetzahara, gives into his taivus, he's living a life without a tachlis. And what's the end of a life without tachlis? Kaas, atzvus, sadness. Only when there's a tachlis, tzahala v'samecha, beroisim yachat tcheles mordechai. When you see the tachlis, then there's tzahala v'samecha. Or when there's no tachlis, it's just kaas, charota, depression. That's when a person looks back at a life without tachlis. The beginning of the Megillah discusses. Megillah discusses this big suda of Achashverosh, Baharos, Kvoid, Oishem, Alchusoy. It's a suda of indulgence. It's a suda of indulgence. Keilu to show, we know that the Beis Hamikdash was full of tcheles. Because the Beis Hamikdash was the world of Tachlis. Beis Hamikdash was the place where all the Tachlis of the whole Avodah of Klal Yisrael came together. Achashverosh wanted to make his own Bechina of Beis Hamikdash. Therefore he also took Tcheles. Chur Kabas Tcheles. However, his message was, indulge, chaperein, sudas, mishte, drinking. As the Gemara says in the Megillah, what do the goyim do when they drink? Start arguing whose wives, which the wives of this country and the women of the other country, who's more, where's the yoifi, all the narishkeit, all the things which are completely empty and chasrat to'eles. And Achashverosh makes that a tachlis b'fnei atzvo. How much moyach, how much brain, how much money, how much everything went into this suda. Achashverosh is saying, invest everything. He took taxes, terrible taxes from his people to pay for the suda. Everything has to be focused towards mishteh, simcha. And that's Achashverosh's shitta. The gashmiest, the more gashmi the better. The more gashmi, the more ta'elis. Oh, but what was the end of this suda? He killed his wife. He got angry. Chazal say he killed his ministers who advised him to kill his wife. Chamas HaMelech. What was the end of it? He came to a terrible atzvus. He was furious. And it was a busha. She was mevazahim. Vashti was mevazim, as Chazal say, that you don't come from royal blood. From all this whole tachlis agashmi came the greatest lack of tachlis. Nothing happened from it all. Just he killed his wife, and he was sad, and he was depressed, and he was upset. That's Perik Aleph from Megillas Esther. To show a person that if the gashmis itself has no tachlis, has no tachlis. The tachlis of Mordechai was a falcha, was a sheker dik tachlis. It was a tachlis that brings to no tachlis. Mordechai correspond, and Klal Yisrael were nenin from that gzera. Klal Yisrael were nenin. They gave chashivas to the nyonim of Gashmias. That doesn't lead a person anywhere. That's why the terrible gzera came out. Mordechai is the dveikus to Torah mitzvahs. And look how the story of Mordechai finishes. Mordechai yotza milifnei amelech bilvush malchus tcheles. Just the opposite. Mordechai understood the emistik of tcheles. Mordechai understood that the tachlis is tcheles, the emistik of tcheles, which is the tcheles of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the tcheles of our tzitzis that reminds us of a kisei hakovod, as Chazal say, the Gemara says in Menachos. Tcheles doime the yam, and yam doime the rakia, and rakia is doime the kisei hakovod. The kisei hakovod is where we come from. The kisei hakovod is where we go back to. That's our tachlis. That's where we're going back to. Tcheles reminds us of the tachlis, where we're going. Lo'on atahoylech, with what we're bringing with us. Tcheles reminds us that we have to live a life of tachlis. And that's the Mishkan, living a life of tachlis. Person's life has to be lived that way. Shabbos, we say in davening, Shabbos is tachlis, ma'aser shemayim v'oretz. In other words, the whole week corresponds to Olam Hazeh. Shabbos is tachlis, ma'aser shemayim v'oretz. During the week, a person is busy all 6 weeks with the nyanim of tachlis, with the nyanim of leading to Shabbos. Hayom yom rishon b'Shabbos, hayom yom sheni b'Shabbos. And then when Shabbos comes, that's the oinig of Shabbos, the simcha of Shabbos, where we see that everything we did was latachlis, and then all the tachlis comes together. But if chas v'shalom a person doesn't prepare himself properly for Shabbos, then when Shabbos comes in, faket, he comes to where he has to accumulate everything he's done latachlis, and then he's mismali busha, and that's the sod of the whole Torah, the sod of the whole Bris HaOlam, Maisa Bereishis. Tikkun Zoya says that Bereishis is Rosh HaTeva's Yore Shabbos. Shabbos comes in, a person has a big Yira, a person has a big Busha. Why when Shabbos comes in could the person have a big Busha and a big Yira? Because Pshat is Shabbos is the Tachlis. Shabbos is you've reached your Tachlis. Now what are you coming with the Tachlis? What things did you do in the Sheshes Yamaya Maisa? Things that you're bringing to Shabbos, or you're always a person arriving into Shabbos completely empty, empty handed. The whole Tachlis of a person's life in Olam Hazeh, which is connected the 6 days of the week till Shivim, till Yemei, till the Yom HaShvi, which corresponds to the Shivim Shana of a person, where he goes up and he takes all the tachlis that he did. So if a person goes up to Shemaim at the end of his life and he takes with him full of Torah mitzvahs, then it's oinek, then it's bar Shabbos, then it's bar menucha, then it's simcha, then it's tzahal of a samecha. But if a person lives his life in Gashmias, in eating Sudas Achashverosh, then when it comes to Lamaisa, when it comes to the Tachlis, and there's no Tachlis, then it's full of Yira and full of Busha. That's the same feeling every Eid has to feel when Shabbos comes in. Bereishis is Rosh HaTevis, Yore Shabbos. Why the first word of Bereishis, the first word of the Torah, the first word of Bria Soilam is already telling us how to come into Shabbos? Because the Torah says, that's the whole Yisoid HaBria. The whole Yisoid HaBria Soilam is what? The whole Yisoid HaBria Soilam is doing everything the tachlis, doing everything that we shouldn't have the busha of coming into Shabbos. Amalek hasn't got a tachlis. Bilam's nevuah says, Pashas Bala, gracious goyim Amalek, v'achriso yadei oived. They don't have an achris, they don't have a tachlis. Everything they're doing, they're only doing for the hoive. They're only doing Esav said, Esav, the father of the grandfather of Amalek, says, hine enoichi hoilech lomus. Ham hoilech lomus. V'lomus zeh li b'choyer. What I need the b'choyer? Ham hoilech lomus. Esav does things that don't lead to any to Elas b'chlal. And therefore Esav turned down Bechoyra. That pasuk, Hine nechi hoylech lomas, lomas zeli Bechoyra. He doesn't need the Bechoyra. Bechoyra was supposed to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, lulei cheta egel. Beis HaMikdash is a mokum of tachlis, a mokum of tcheles, a mokum full of tcheles, a mokum of tachlis. Esav doesn't have a tachlis. Reish is going on moliga, chris yadi oived. So we made it, therefore, Shabbos Zohar is the Shabbos to remember Amalek. Person comes into Shabbos and he thinks to himself, why was I so foolish for doing things that are not to Elas, not leaning anywhere? Where did I get this shtus from? Where did I get this narishkeit from to waste my time? Instead of going to Shabbos, instead of looking at Shabbos as a tachlis, maisi shemayim ba'aretz, as we recite in Kabbalah Shabbos, Shmonesra Kabbalah Shabbos, instead of looking at Shabbos as the Tachlis, and everything leading to Shabbos is leading to the Tachlis. Why does one do things without Tachlis? Teretz says, because the Koyach of Amalek. Because they are Achrisi at the Oibet. They don't have a destiny. They don't have a destination. They don't have a Tachlis. So everything they do Stam without a Tachlis. And the Koyach of we come doing something without a Tachlis is coming from Amalek. So when Shabbos comes in, and Shabbos is Yorei Shabbos, Shabbos is a time where we come in with Busha, then we remember who's causing us, who's goyim us to do things without a tales, without a tachlis. It's a malik, and therefore Dafkon Shabbos is his man of Mechias Amalek. Shabbos Zocher, Shabbos is his man of Mechias Amalek. And that's why the parashas of Purim again come together with the parashas of the Mishkan, come together with the parashas of Tcheles, the parashas of Tachlis, the Tachlis. The whole story of Purim is how if you do things without Tachlis, it ends up with depression. Achashverosh's depression, Achashverosh's anger, Achashverosh's atzvus. After the Suda, after he realized that he was just wasting and he killed his wife and it just ended up in a chaos, that's the same feeling that a Yid feels when he comes to the end of his life and he feels that Chas v'Shalom he wasted his time and he's about to go back up to the Kisa Kovod, the Tcheles, which is Tachlis, which is connected to the Kisa Kovod, which reminds a person of the Kisa Kovod, and he's mismale chaos with himself. He's mismale atzvus, he's mismale depression. And then he looks back and he says, who was going on all this? This was the Indian of... this was the union of Amalek. And therefore, the Mishkan and the parishes of the Mishkan have to teach us to do everything with Tachlis. Shabbos, Tachlis, Maisa, Shemayim, Varetz teaches us Tachlis. Throughout the week, when we say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, we have to think to do everything we do should be a Te'elis and should be a Tachlis, and then we won't have the Yira and Busha, and we should be Zorcha Taka to an Oinik Shabbos, to a Simcha Dika Shabbos. And that's the vote. Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahalav Samecha, B'Roisim Yachat, Tcheles, Mordechai. Mordechai bore us out of the Sudas Achashve. Mordechai taught us that everything has to have a tachlis, and if you do everything for a tachlis, then the soif is the opposite to Achashverosh, is the opposite to Haman. Haman and Achashverosh got together, that was their shidduch together. They're both doing things without tachlis, but Achashverosh did things with tachlis, and therefore it was Yotzim al-Fnei HaMelech b'Levush Malchus. That's the tzahola v'samecha, the simcha of a yid, the only simcha that a yid can get is everything he does with a te'eles, he does for a tachlis. V'on shalem should be mezakas, that we should be zorchataka to live our lives that way, and we should be zorchataka to come full into every Shabbos, full of tachlis, ma'aseh shemayim v'oretz, and we should be zorchataka to a Shabbos, bo menucha, to menucha dika Shabbos, l'yom shekul l'shabbos, menucha l'chayelam, v'meher b'yameinu, amen.